Pathways asked TISO to kickstart Roe funding discussions, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. The West-wide Governance Pathways Initiatives Launch Committee asked CAISO to initiate a stakeholder process to create a funding mechanism for the newly incorporated organization that is to assume governance over the ISO's energy markets. In a February 3 letter, Launch Committee co-chairs Kathleen Stacks and Pam Sporborg asked CAISO CEO Elliot Meinzer to facilitate discussions about creating mechanisms for ISO market participants to cover the debt financing cost for the Regional Organization for Western Energies, or ROE. We have received generous financial support from stakeholder and philanthropic contributions but will need additional funding for the ROE implementation efforts, Stacks and Sporborg wrote. The launch committee seeks approximately $8 million to fund ROE's implementation costs until the organization can collect funding from members starting in 2028. The $8 million will go toward seating an initial board, hiring key staff and consulting support, according to the letter. So far, the committee has collected about $1.1 million in stakeholder contributions and grants. To cover the rest, the committee is exploring debt financing with commercial banks that could be repaid by market participants in 2028 after the anticipated transfer of governance of the markets to the ROE, the chairs wrote. The commercial banks would require ROE to have a way of guaranteeing repayment of the loan, according to the letter. Therefore, the launch committee is requesting that CAISO facilitate a stakeholder process to develop a proposal to create a funding mechanism for the ROE's debt finance startup costs that would be repaid by market participants. CAISO spokesperson Gary Delson told RTO Insider in an email that under a straw proposal issued by CAISO, the ISO would provide credit backing for a commercial line of credit for ROE. Beginning in 2028, when ROE is scheduled to assume governance over markets, CAISO will recover ROE costs through surcharges on participation in the markets, enabling ROE to repay the bank. The ROE would be responsible for making payments on the loan after January 2028, with the CAISO serving as guarantor, Delson said. This is necessary because the ROE at that point would not be able to obtain such credit until it has become more established. The ROE would draw upon the loan on an incremental basis throughout the startup period to cover initial startup costs. This approach ensures an equitable and broad-based sharing of the ROE's startup costs among market participants throughout the regional market footprint, including market participants effectively utilizing the ROE within the CAISO Balancing Authority footprint and throughout the WEEM and EDAM regional footprints, he added. The rate and collection mechanism would be set forth in the CAISO's tariff and thus subject to approval by FERC. ROE is the product of California Assembly Bill 825, which implements Pathways Step 2 plan to create an independent organization to oversee CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market and soon-to-be-launched Extended Day-Ahead Market, and authorizes the ISO and California's investor-owned utilities to join ROE. One goal in establishing ROE was to remove what some in the Western power sector see as a barrier to wider participation in CAISO-run markets by ensuring they are not governed primarily by officials and stakeholders in California. ROE was incorporated in Delaware on January 21. The organization is to assume governance over the markets in 2028.